Leslie Shadham had a problem with her online dating profile.
My best friend who's helping me with this describes me as good-looking, fun-loving, creative, loyal, supportive, well-read, dedicated to friends and family. Long, shiny black hair, fair skin, golden brown eyes.
An attractive 46-year-old living in Santa Monica, Leslie got plenty of responses, but not from men she connected with. Evan Katz, who runs eCRNO, knew why. Her profile was too generic.
Most people give you a laundry list of adjectives when it comes to describing themselves. I am this, or I am looking for someone who is nice and smart and warm and kind and funny and honest and successful and ambitious and family-oriented. And as a result, everybody kind of sounds the same.
Well, I wrote that I like to cook. Gee, do you know any women that like to cook? Evan wrote about how the signature dessert at my home is this bittersweet chocolate souffle.
Everybody kind of has the answers inside of them. So it's a matter of asking people questions that they might not know to ask themselves.
I think very rarely we do writing like this. I mean, I write business reports. So you take the I out of something like that. You don't wax lyrical about all the fun things that you do.
Leslie also had to learn the peculiar diction of the opposite sex.
I have what I would call kind of an hourglass figure. And I had used some analogies of curvy or voluptuous. He's like, no. Men interpret that as I'm trying to lose the last 10 or 15 pounds.
Writing in a woman's voice comes naturally to Evan, maybe because he spent years listening to his sister talk about dating. One of his trickiest clients to mimic was Israel Gvozda, a 44-year-old emigre.
I needed someone who makes sure that his English is correct. But it looks like it's a contradicting goal. From the other side, I want to make sure that people see me.
He went in and changed it, so it reads in more broken English than what I gave him. He actually worsened the grammar in his own profile once he put it up on JDate.
Do you want me to read the whole thing? Wow. I'm from Israel, but I've been living in the United States for 14 years, and at this point, I feel here at home. For me, here is a very important part of the whole sentence. That's my put in the middle. I feel here at home.
Evan's used to being rewritten. After all, he worked in Hollywood. But moonlighting as eCRNO is a very different challenge than writing screenplays.
When you're a screenwriter, although you could say, well, I have the freedom to create whatever I want, there's also a certain burden in creating someone who is believable, likable, flawed, all those kind of things. When you're interviewing someone for an hour and asking them some tough questions, who they are, what they're looking for, they're giving you everything that you need. You don't really create a character. You just capture the character.
Still, sometimes it's best not to capture the entire character.
Everything I write is real, so I can't just say, oh, I'm going to make you fascinated by this, or an expert in this, or a lover of this. But if leaving out some of the negative truth is fiction, you know, define it as you will.
I'd like to think it's the me that you would definitely experience, but on a good day. So if you're thinking about making a first impression on someone, we ideally want it to all be one of our better days. Although, I think if you're looking for true love, it's the person that really connects with you on one of the bad days. That's love.
It's very clear.
For Studio 360, I'm Lori Gottlieb.
Our love is here to stay. Not for a year.
If you need to reach eCRNO online, you can get there from studio360.org.
The radio.